Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios, located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina. Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Entertainment and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
So I just want to hit that beat a little bit. That shit hard. Welcome back to another episode of DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast. It's your boy B-Easy.
And it's your girl Amy.
Amy, welcome back. It's like you never left.
I know.
So I see you representing the gang.
No.
Cut real. Oh, you're not?
No, not necessarily. I bought this shirt years ago. Shirt probably 10 years old, and it just happened to still be in my closet. And I was like, I ain't got nothing to wear.
That's how I say about these shoes. Well, nice blouse.
Thank you.
Today is Wednesday. This is our list episode where we list something and we give five out of that. What are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about the top five sports movies. Movies that had a sports theme. This was hard for me.
It's a lot. I got a question though. Do documentaries count? Oh, it gotta be okay, I can put a documentary in there? Okay, all right, good.
My honorable mention list is long because this was hard.
Yeah, it's a lot of sports movies that I have on mine too.
Because it was just stuff that I didn't want to leave out that maybe didn't need to be in the top five, but I wanted to just make sure. This was very difficult, and I didn't think it was going to be.
You thought it was gonna be an easy task, huh?
What inspired this? I think a lot of conversations inspired this. One being the whole LSU USC thing, because I had commented that Kim was running the team like Birdie
on the bug around.
Yeah. And then people saying that her brother was gonna come back on the next game like Juana Man. So it was just like, oh my goodness, there's a lot of sports movies out there.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are.
You wanna do the honors?
My number five is debatable.
Okay.
Because
debatable as a sports movie?
Yeah, because a lot of people out here don't think that this is a sport. But Bring It On. The cheerleading movie.
Definitely.
They were competitive cheer. So cheerleading is a sport. You can get a letter for it.
In school.
They compete. So, Bring It On. It was during that time when the 90s teen movies. It came out in 2000, but during the 90s teen movies, we got all these, you know, She's All That.
She's All That with the one with Julia Stiles and that whack ass.
That was 10 Things I Hate About You, was Julia Stiles.
What was the one where she was dancing and she had the boyfriend.
Save the Last Dance.
That was Save the Last Dance.
Okay. So we got all of that in that time in the 90s.
Movies I didn't watch.
What? No. Some of them were good.
They probably were, but I was a nigga. I was y'all.
Lil' Kim was in She's All That.
Yeah, because she was...
The Black Friend.
What movie was it? No, that was the movie with Chris Brown. She was the judge.
Mm-hmm. You're in the hood now, baby. Yeah. Well, that was the Gap commercial. Never mind, but...
Lil' Kim was in a Gap commercial?
Yeah, that's what she said in the commercial. You're in the hood now, baby. But she was talking about hoodies. But okay. Anyway, Gabrielle Union was the Black Friend in a lot of these movies, being Bring It On. Mm-hmm. She was the other black side, the black cheerleader on the other side, along with Natari from...
Power.
No, Black, the group Black.
Oh, so it's more than one Natari?
Black and NATO, yeah. Well, was, because she gone. She's the one that took Foxy Brown, took Foxy Brown boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't know she had a boyfriend. I just remember her brother.
And they made a song about it.
Who, Black did?
The girl from Black and Foxy Brown. She
was on the ghetto. Corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the Black Squad.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay.
Well, there wasn't no white girls on the... There wasn't no black girls on the White Squad. The Clovers.
Except for Gabrielle, right?
No, she was with black girls.
She was?
Mm-hmm. The Clovers.
Oh, the black girls were the green.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right.
The Clovers and the Toros.
That was their mascots?
Mm-hmm.
I do, because Gabrielle Union had that, she wore that for Halloween last year, year before last, or something like that. Yeah, so that's debatable. Email us, djblayshow@gmail.com. Was that a sports movie?
Cheerleading is a sport.
I got a caveat on one of mine as it being a sports movie, my number one.
Okay.
My number five, it's a lot of stories that come from this movie. One of which being... The fight scene was real between LL and Jamie Foxx.
Mm.
And the movie I'm referring to is Any Given Sunday. It was that De Niro or Pacino in that movie? De Niro. Which one of them is in that movie?
That's De Niro, right?
I think that's De Niro. I always get them too mixed up. Any Given Sunday. Al Pacino.
Damn.
Yeah, that's Al Pacino. Yeah, so it was... Al Pacino. I always get them two mixed up. So it's a football movie. It's about Dennis Quaid, and he's like an aging quarterback, and the upcoming quarterback is a young Jamie Foxx named Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Beeman. He keeps the ladies steaming. Bill Bellamy was in it. What's the wide receiver? T.O. I think he was in it. But LL Cool J, he was the running back. He was like running back, called himself the Shark. And something happened in the movie, like behind the scenes or whatever, and he swung on Jamie Foxx in real life and hit him in the face or whatever. That was what you call them things? Urban legend.
Oh.
That, you know, it was a real fight and they actually did
fight. And they told him to keep the camera rolling?
Yeah. Or something like that. And they kind of confirmed it later on that they really did. He really did hit him or whatever. But yeah, damn, it came out in 1999. But that's my number five. Lila Rochon was in it.
How'd I miss that?
What, that she was in it?
No, how'd I miss that movie? I've never seen this
movie. You never seen Any Given Sunday?
And it came out in 99. I can't believe that.
You probably wasn't in the sport. You not a sports person.
But I'm a movie person. I was watching the white movies back then. Because remember, I just told you I was watching the...
But see, I don't know if this counts more as a white movie or as a sports movie. So maybe that's why.
It could be.
But it was a good movie though. I enjoyed it. Especially it made my top five. So that's my number five, Any Given Sunday. What's your number four?
My number four is A League of Their Own.
Of course. Yours is filled of... Your movies are filled with estrogen.
It's really not. But this one kind of hits special because my mama loved this movie.
Mm.
Like VHS, this movie came out in 1992.
Your mama played softball?
Mm-hmm.
She did?
Her and my daddy. Like softball, like with the clubs?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean with the clubs?
With the club, like if it was a club's team. So they played for the Red Barn.
The Red Barn had a team?
Yeah.
Oh.
So That's some local stuff, y'all. But
how long ago? When
was the last time they played? I was little. I was probably like, last time they played had been like 84, 85.
You remember?
I remember watching them play, like being out there at the field.
Okay. How much younger than your parents are you?
My mama was 36 when she had me.
Oh, okay, okay. So your mama was older than my mama.
Okay. The old parents.
Okay. All right. Anyway, A League of Their Own, softball movie.
Yeah. So, of course, women couldn't play, but all of the men were being shipped off to war.
Okay.
And the big wigs needed a way to make money. So they was like, how about we let the women play? So here comes the Women's Softball League. Now, the crazy thing about this movie is I fell in love with it before I became woke. Because I probably wouldn't like it now.
Why not?
They didn't like to let black women play.
Okay.
So there is an actual scene in the movie where some black women were at the game and a ball rolled out into off, you know, close to the stands, and a black woman picked it up and they was like, oh, just, you know, thinking that she couldn't do it. And they were like, oh, just, you know, just toss it. And she launched that motherfucker and she like gave a head nod like, yeah, black women can do it too, bitch.
But, you know, that's them putting that in there, letting you know. I think that's a nod to the black women there. That they should have let them play.
Yeah, I guess.
Because they could have just had to throw it, you know, how y'all do.
What, try to hit somebody with it? What you mean?
You know, y'all can't throw. Women can't. But nah, it's a the iconic line in that movie.
What? Baseball? There's no crying in baseball.
That's the only thing I know about it. Wasn't Madonna in that movie?
Madonna, yeah. Madonna was in it. Tom Hanks is the coach, of course. Jimmy Dugan. The most popular person in the movie was Gina Davis.
Which
was the main character, Dottie.
Gina Davis more popular than Madonna?
In that movie?
Oh, I she guess had
in
the bigger
terms
role.
Of who had the bigger role, but yeah. Rosie O'Donnell was in it.
Rosie was the catcher, ain't it?
Was she?
Seemed like she'd be the catcher.
Yeah, she was. She really was. Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good
I've never watched that movie, but it's crazy I know all of those things.
But it was a good movie.
Well, keeping in line of the diamond baseball.
Okay.
One of mine, it takes me back to kid times, keeping in line with baseball. It was the Bad News Bears.
Okay.
It was about a team of misfits playing baseball. It was an old movie. I want to think maybe I like this movie because of Mayo, because they had the same color Mayo, the Golden Bears. It was yellow and black, the colors. One of the kids had his own dirt bike. And he was like a ruffian, you know, poor kid. I want to say Walter Matthau was the coach. Of that team, but just a team.
Oh, this movie came out in 76.
Yeah, so I watched it when I was, you know, in the 80s. Used to come on TNT all the time, a TBS maybe. But that was one of my favorite movies back in the day growing up, The Bad News Bears. And then the guy that played as the kid that rode the bike, the dirt bike. He shows up in my number three movie, which we won't get into that, but he plays a part in that. And he was in another movie, too, recently that I watched. He's cleaned himself up. But, yeah, that's my number three.
Oh, wow.
Bad News Bears.
I wonder who it was, because my number three is also a baseball movie.
Jesus Christ.
Major League.
Ah.
Major League is so goddamn funny. And I probably should not have been watching this movie as a child when it came out because of some of the things that's in it. But yes, love this movie. It's about a guy who, well, a team who was struggling, the Cleveland Indians. And
who are now the Cleveland Guardians.
What?
Yeah, they changed the name.
The Guardians?
Yeah, because of
racism. What? I did not know that. They don't even... Guardians? Fuck are they guarding? They could have chosen another animal. Oh, shit. An Indian ain't an animal. Jesus.
I ain't used this one in a while. see.
Well, you know what I mean. They could have chose like a mascot.
Keep talking.
Anyway, this movie.
Shut the fuck up. I ain't gotta explain shit to you.
I ain't used that one in a long time. But.
Oh, God. This man gonna always be Nino Brown to me.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes is in it.
He played, what was his name?
Hayes.
Willie Mays Hayes. Yes. Was it Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
He was Ricky Vaughn, who had, they thought he was like this wild child person. And that was his nickname on the field, like when whenever he came out, Wild Child.
Because Wild Thing
was playing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he just couldn't see. So they got him some glasses and he was good to go. But it was about, of course, if that organization continued to do bad.
The Allstate nigga was in there, right? He played a voodoo. He played a Haitian or something, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if they continued to do bad, what?
They were going to like shut the team down. The owner wanted them to purposely lose so that she can move the team to another place.
Oh.
But once they found out, the team, which did suck, got together to be good.
Be better, yeah.
So they actually, you know, went to practice and became a good team.
I never really watched this movie, but it used to come on all the time, so I picked up bits and pieces of it.
It is very funny.
Yeah, yeah. Because they had a part two.
Yeah.
Part two wasn't that good.
I didn't watch the part two. Yeah. The part two had Omar Epps as black man.
Yeah. There's only one black man. Ooh, you know what? Speaking of baseball, and I should have added this, but I don't know if it's a lot of they make a lot of good baseball movies.
Mm-hmm.
Cause Rookie of the Year.
I told you this was a hard list to put together.
Was that on your
It's not on my list.
Yeah, I forgot about Rookie of the Year.
Very hard list to put together.
I forgot my lucky seeds. me and my cousin looked at it. See, a lot of people that use heat. A lot of people that use ice. But me, what I like to use is hot ice. That was the dude from Home Alone played that part. Anyway, so that's your number.
That was my three.
Number three. Like I said, my number three had my man. He played a part in it. His name is Jackie Earl Haley, who played the kid that had the dirt bike. And he was in a lot of movies, but he played in The Watchmen, the movie that came out in 2009. He was on The Nightmare on Elm Street. He was in a lot of stuff. Shutter Island. But anyway, he played in Semi-Pro, and he was like the local high person. And one of the promos they had for Semi-Pro was they were giving away like $10,000 or something, $100,000 for like somebody to make a shot from half court, because they were trying to drum up, you know, things. Because the Semi-Pro was based in like the 70s. It was like before the NBA was like how big it was. It was like the ABA and the NBA, and the Semi-Pro team was the ABA team. I think it was the Indiana Tropics.
The Flint.
Flint Tropics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Flint Tropics. Yeah, and they were trying to join with the NBA to make, you know, the big league or whatever. And so he got my man there. He all high. He didn't think he was going to do it. And he like shocked him to woke him up and all that. He was all high. He threw the ball up in the air and made it. And Jake was like, oh, you got a big check. A big check for $10,000. Because he didn't have the money. You know what I'm saying? Because it was his team. But he had a song called Love Me Sexy. He was like trying to be a singer and all of that too. He was like real popular in the city.
Very hilarious movie.
Who else was in the movie? Andre 3000 was in the movie. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
D-Ray.
Yeah.
Was in the movie.
This movie had a lot of
Bruce Willis was in the movie. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it Bruce Willis? Who was the bald headed?
Woody was in it.
Woody was in the movie.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson was in the movie. Yeah.
Patti LaBelle had a part.
Uh-huh. But it's a
Tim Meadows, you know, wherever that fool go, he gonna cut up.
It was a funny ass movie, basketball movie, but we know that the Flint Tropics never made it to the NBA. But they play like San Antonio and stuff. They play like a lot of the other ABA teams. They had them in there, but kind of the same thing. Like, he needed them to win so they could be good enough to make it into the league, because he wanted that, because he owned the team, Jackie Moon. But yeah, it was a good sports movie. So that's my number three, Semi-Pro. Go check. If you ain't seen none of these movies, go check them out. What's your number? Number two.
So you know it was coming. You know it was coming.
What?
My number two is Juwanna Man.
Oh,
Love and Love and Basketball is not on my list.
I wasn't
not
even thinking about Juwanna Man.
No.
What he in Charlotte and Juwanna Man?
Yes. Juwanna Man was based out of Charlotte.
Which movie now is totally problematic to have a
oh
man.
Oh my God. Yes.
That's a problematic movie. Yeah. And they even use that Juwanna Man term as a pejorative, as a negative term toward women basketball players. Yeah. Yeah. So.
So Jamal Jeffries.
Played by.
Miguel Nunez Jr.
Say the Nunez. You gotta say Nunez.
Nunez.
Nunez. You gotta say Nunez. Nunez.
Kim. Lil' Kim was his girlfriend in the movie.
Okay.
But of course, she just wanted the money. Because as soon as he got cut, this nigga was horrible.
So he played for the Hornets.
It wasn't the Hornets, was it? I think it was a made up team.
No. But he went to the Comets though, right? What was the woman? What team did he play for? Let me see.
As a woman?
As a man.
That's what I think it was a made up team. I don't think it was the actual Hornets.
This came out. Yeah.
But anyway, he was a horrible nigga. Like, he was really, his ego was out of control. His team ended up cutting him. And he got the idea that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Charlotte team he played for was the Charlotte Beat. Which was a made up team, okay?
That he would play on a women's team,
okay?
And all he did was slapped on a wig and some foundation, and they clearly could not tell that he was still a woman.
In the words of the gays, he didn't get clocked.
Yes,
both of the teams were made up. I'm sorry, the Charlotte Banshees.
The Banshees, yes,
was the WUBA team.
So, you know, of course, he joins this team and he has his challenges trying to actually pretend to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they was winning. They was, you know, until he started falling in love with Vivica Fox.
Because Vivica was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
This is before she took a knife to her face.
One of my favorite lines, because Tommy Davidson was the love interest. He wanted him a piece of Juwanna. And
did he say the line, "That's a tall glass of water and I'm thirsty"?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah. But he, country, got you crazy.
Shout out.
Uptown 357.
You know our homie used to say that, right? That was our homie used to say that line all the time.
Who?
Our homie.
Who's homie?
Our homie. I'm not saying names.
Oh, okay.
The homie who ain't in the group no more.
Oh.
That was they used to say that when we used to work together. Shout out to the homie.
But yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of the movie. And at the end,
a lot of women like that movie.
We shouldn't.
Now,
we
yeah.
shouldn't.
But back then, a lot of, because I don't know too many dudes who really like that movie. Too many, but a lot of y'all like that movie. Y'all is going to be an ongoing thing from now on. But it was a good movie. Well, keeping it in line of basketball.
Okay.
It's only so many sports, so we're going to be in line. This movie, I don't feel like a lot of people really paid attention to this movie, but as far as, like, gameplay, because, like, the storyline of the movies, you know, really be the main driving force of a lot of these sports movies. And, like, if you really look at how they play in the sport, it looked kind of corny. So, like, you could tell they really didn't make that shot and stuff like that. But in this movie... It's called Hustle.
Okay.
It's one of Adam Sandler's serious roles. Now, he has a black wife in the movie.
He hoop for real, don't he?
Yeah, he play basketball for real. Okay. But he's not playing. He's kind of like a scout or agent trying to find, you know, play people. And he goes, I forgot what country he's in the movie. But he finds this guy that, like, he's like a construction worker, but he plays basketball. He found him playing basketball. Playing street ball, and he could tell the guy could play for real, and kind of coaches him up, and the guy eventually makes it to the NBA. And one of his nemesis, so the guy that he gets to go, I want to say this guy, he makes it to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And his nemesis is in the NBA, and he's an actor. So the guy he gets, his name is Bo Cruz, but his real name is Juancho Hernan Gomez.
Sheesh.
And his nemesis is Anthony Edwards, who's kind of like a star in the league now. So when the movie came out, Anthony Edwards was young, younger in the league. Like, he wasn't really a big star yet, but now he's like a big star. They say he's like Michael Jordan's illegitimate son and shit. But it's a lot of stars in the movie. His wife,
Queen Latifah's in this.
She plays his wife.
Get out.
Yeah, she plays his wife.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's a real good movie. And I said that when I first watched it, I was like, yo, this is the best basketball movie, period. Like, of all the, and I don't know if any other basketball movies are in your, anymore, you know, on
I
your
don't
list.
Want no basketball movie.
Okay. But like the actual basketball.
Look at the stars. The gameplay. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a real good movie. And they actually had like real basketball players playing open run in one of the scenes. And that's part of the reason why the basketball gameplay looks so authentic.
That's what I'm looking. Let's going through the list of the actual basketball players who are in the movie. Okay. And this is 2022. So I need to.
Yeah. And it came out, you know, in the COVID time. So it's not too far. Too long ago to where it looks bad or whatever.
LeBron got his hand in this.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. But yeah, look at all the names that's in it. Shaq, Charles Barkley, Chris Matthews is in it. The guy from, I think, CNN, Mark Jackson.
Seth Curry, finest.
Ernie. Beanie Siegel is in it. I don't remember. Tierra Whack is a dark-skinned rapper. What?
You don't she like real she? Successful, ain't she?
She's in a movie. But she was popular. But yeah, a lot of like you said, you know, sport. But if y'all haven't seen this movie, come back to me after you watch this movie and tell me what's a better basketball movie than this. Your boy Luka is in it, Luka Doncic, who's like probably one of the biggest international basketball stars ever. So, well, in, out now. So that's my number two movie. Just a great story. And then along with, because with sports movies, like a lot of times you'll get like a good story, but like the gameplay, like I think
athleticism in the actual not, scenes.
Yeah,
right?
You can't tell. You could tell like it's like I'll never watch Remember the Titans. Just because I don't think they could get the sport. Like football movies are hard to do because it's hard to replicate actual action, football action on the field or whatever, you know. But anyway, that's my
well, speaking of movies that got the athleticism wrong.
Okay.
My number one is Above the Rim.
And I didn't want to mention that because I figured that might
I love Above the Rim.
Now, Leon could really play ball in that movie because it was some scenes where he was dribbling and when he was by himself.
Yeah, he hooped now. You can tell he hooped.
Yeah, yeah.
Dwayne Martin can hoop,
yeah. And Avon, Will Harris.
Yeah.
He could hoop. I don't know about Marlon.
Motown.
That was his name in that? Yeah. I have that DVD unopened at my house right now.
I have it opened because I've been watching that motherfucker. That's my movie.
I got it because, you know, at the time when like Hollywood Video was like, so it was like on sale for like $5. And so I bought it, but I never had to open it because it, you know, on streaming or whatever. So, but go ahead.
Yeah. So Kyle Watson is
Dwayne Martin.
That's Dwayne Martin. Of course, he is a high school basketball player who is phenomenal. He wants to go to college. His mom, single mom, work all the time. Kyle wants to get put on, of course, but a local
hood.
How do you explain Birdie?
A local hood. That's what he used to
a
call
local him. Businessman, Birdie, played by Tupac. They do the street ball tournament.
A bandana wearing Tupac.
Yes. A thick bandana wearing Tupac. So, this was 94.
So now we got it. So maybe he was wearing the bandana then.
Yep. Because this is 1994.
Maybe he was wearing the bandana. But the vest, I don't know if he, well.
He had the vest on in this movie.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they did get it right in BML.
It wasn't the tight leather vest. It was a large vest. Denim vest.
So maybe they did get that bandana right. Because he was wearing that bandana,
the bandana
for a long time.
Right. The bandana was very slim and anorexic in BMF. But anyway, so Tupac plays Birdie. There's a basketball tournament coming up. Birdie want Kyle to play in his tournament.
On his team.
Yeah, because he builds his team. However, Kyle's basketball coach, his high school basketball coach, has a team.
And see, stuff like this back then, I don't remember stuff like this being local.
Mm-hmm.
So it like it looked different to me because I don't think they would like basketball. They weren't doing this type of stuff basketball wise around here.
I didn't see it.
Local street basketball things, but up north they've been doing that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the hood people have their own team and they would play in the schools. You know what I'm saying? So people would play outside of their school teams. Like around here, it was only you play for your school team. Wasn't no AAU, wasn't no extra tournament type shit. It was just school and that was it. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
However, Birdie's brother, Shep, played by Leon, is a security guard at the school and friends with or played for
the high
Kyle's
school.
Coach. Mm-hmm. So him and the coach is in good. So, but Kyle get mad at coach. He's, yeah, Birdie, I'm going to play with y'all. Y'all got money, drugs, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play with y'all.
Because he offered him money to play with him, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is illegal back then.
So here come, you know, they got this whole dynamic going. The bum played by Bernie Mac. They killed him. Anyway.
Don't tell the story. Some people
if y'all ain't seen Above the Rim yet.
Some people may not have seen it. Neek. Shout out to Neek. Neek is on her black movie journey.
I think she's seen Above the Rim yet, though. Maybe.
Because she just saw Blue Hill. Was it Sugar Hill or Blue Hill Avenue? I think it's Blue Hill Avenue.
Yeah. Now, that's one I haven't seen yet.
Really?
Yeah. That one just didn't curl right.
The only reason I saw it is... I want to say because of L and Ace, they put me on because, you know, they were Blue Hill Avenue. But, you know, I'm like Neek. Paid in Full is way better than Blue Hill Avenue. But anyway.
So I won't tell the rest of the movie. That's just the premise of it. Basketball. Yeah. Marlon plays his best friend, plays Kyle's best friend.
Who was?
Boogaloo.
Who was down with?
Yes, he was down with Birdie and his crew. Mm-hmm. Same age, just different. Pads.
And if you haven't seen this movie, it's something that Birdie's character does that got Trent because this is why I feel like a lot of people say like music. Well, he's an artist though, but a lot of people started doing one thing that Tupac did in this movie. I started seeing people doing it at school
after
he did it. Yeah, I was seeing people with it.
At school?
Girls and boys, yeah, they were doing this at school.
I was seeing people like talking about going to the club and doing it. Are we talking about the same thing?
Yes, probably so.
At school?
Yeah, they would have it at school. And now you
see why we talk about Dollarson like this?
I mean, we got it honest. Yeah. Yeah, we got it honest. But yeah, I was seeing, and you say that, yeah, I was seeing people do that at school.
Wow.
And this came out in 94, so I was in middle school.
And what I love about this movie is it embodies the 90s.
The shoes,
the fashion, the music.
Because they was riding around in like a rodeo or a Zuzu Troop or some shit.
Everybody wanted that. Well, people I knew. Like,
Everybody wanted a trooper, a rodeo, a pathfinder.
Ooh,
all of those things was out around that time. I can't remember which one they were riding around, but they were riding around in one of the early SUVs.
So it is so 90s. And to answer y'all question, because on Jones' show last week, I was talking about the song Holla If You Hear Me. One of the most memorable parts, things about this song Holla If You Hear Me is the trailer for this movie.
Oh, because
it was playing in the trailer. So when they were showing the little shots of them playing basketball and stuff.
And part of that trailer, them playing basketball, and we talk about horrible gameplay and editing. Continuity in movies and stuff. One of the things was one guy, I want to say he wore number 50. He threw a pass, a length of the court pass to himself. He catches it and dunks it backwards.
Yep. And Leon shot the same shot several times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a part of the horrible basketball and sports playing. So now my number one may... Y'all can debate me on it because I have two of these in it.
Hmm.
But my number one is a documentary.
Okay.
One documentary that has been memed a lot and started a lot of debates. It even ended friendships and teammates' friendships.
Oh, my God.
There's even a tour that's going on right now based on some things that were said in this documentary. And it's The Last Dance, the story of the Chicago Bulls. Have you watched The Last Dance yet?
I haven't, but what friendships ended?
Basically, the Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan friendship. So, me and Scottie Pippen have some things in common. Aside from wearing Nikes, we have a back issue. And one of the things that it talked about was how in one of the series, Scottie couldn't really play because his back was hurting so bad. So they was like, well, we're going to just... And he jammed his back early in the game, like dunking or something like that. I've done the same thing playing like baseball or softball, sliding. And I felt it. You know what I'm saying? So you really can't do nothing. But they was like, well, we're going to just put you out there just as a decoy. Because if you're not in there, they're going to know that. You know what I'm saying? So Scottie Pippen took it as them making him look weak.
Right.
But Jordan in the documentary was like, you know, I don't know how he felt. You know, And so that was part of the documentary. Then another time he had like a bad headache. Scottie Pippen had like a migraine and couldn't play. So he took that as them making it out for him to be weak. Horace Grant got mad at some things that was in it. He was in the first three-peat for the Bulls. Those are some of the things that was in it. But he's kind of like told a story. Like one of the things you got from it is like you hear stories about Jordan gambling and stuff, but you really didn't know how much Jordan gambled until you saw him pitching quarters. Under the, like, behind the scenes at the arena with the security guards. Like, they was just pitching quarters for, like, $20. Like, Jordan would gamble on anything. Like, one of the, they would have, like, big gambling games on the back of the plane for on the team plane for big money. So he'd win. And then, you know, he'd go to the front of the plane and gamble for the, you know, some of the players who didn't make all that money.
Yeah.
But he would gamble for, like, dollars. Like, just $1.
That's a addiction.
So they was like, so one of the players was, I want to say it was like Steve Kerr or something. Was like why you know, you make all this money. Why you want to, why you playing us? We only playing for like $1, $2 or whatever. He was like, because I want to have your money in my pocket.
Yo!
Like, it was shit like that. Like, then it kind of told a story of like his father passing and all of that. And it just told a whole lot of stories about the time when he got in the league leading up to when he retired and when they won their last championship. One of the stories was that let me know Jordan really was like a psychopath. So it was one guy that played for the Washington, at the time, I think it was the Washington Bullets. So they played the Bulls and they were going to play, like they played like Tuesday night. They were going to play them again on that Wednesday night, like it was back-to-back games. So the guy scored like 30 points on Jordan. And Jordan told a story like the guy said, like was talking trash to Mike. Like he said, good game or something in like a sarcastic way or whatever. So the next night, Jordan was like, you know, took it personal.
That's where that sign came from.
Like, you know what I'm saying? you know, he talked shit to me or whatever, whatever. Jordan came back the next night, scored like 50 or 60 points against the dude, right? Come to find out, the dude never said anything to Michael.
Wow.
Like he just made it up and he made it up in his mind so that he could go extra hard at that dude the next night. Like that's the type of dude he was. But I really enjoyed it. Like anytime I'm about to go play ball or something, I might put that on like and watch it. Like we even did a recap of it, me, CL, and Yoshi. Or the last dance.
See, my black woman was putting. I see why Juanita got the fuck on.
Well, his thing was like he was in the gym a lot. Like even like, I don't know anybody like who could have did what he did because they say he would like be out all night drinking, smoking or whatever. And then the next day it would be like nothing would happen. He'd score 30 points like. Like nobody could keep up with him, but that was my number one because I watch it like I've seen it several times, but it's just man, and it's nostalgic because that was back when you know everybody had WGN and a lot of the kids my age favorite team was the Bulls, so that's all you know the games we could watch all the time with the Bulls. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like that's part of the reason why a lot of people my age was team was the Bulls, but they were winning, but their games always came on. The Chicago White Sox and the Cubs games always came on. So you got a lot of Cubs and White Sox fans. A lot of niggas GDs too. So that's why they wear White Sox shit. But then the Braves, a lot of people like are Braves fans because TBS played all of the Braves games. So But, you know, those are, that's my number one. Now, y'all email us, djblaze@gmail.com. Am I cheating? Because that's not a movie. But, you know, who are some of your honorable mentions? Because I got a bunch.
Okay. Mine go from Space Jam.
Space Jam is on mine.
White Man Can't Jump.
That's on mine, too.
Coach Carter.
Ooh, I didn't put that. I forgot about that. Okay, yeah, because that was in Richmond, California, not Richmond, Virginia, niggas.
Anyway. Sunset Park.
I forgot about that one. That was another basketball movie, right?
That almost made the top five.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, love Sunset Park, them old niggas playing teenagers. But that came out during the time when we had the white savior movies, with the white savior going to the hood and turn these hooligans' life around.
Mm-hmm.
So,
One of mine is Cool Runnings.
Mm.
Feel of the rhythm. Mm-hmm. Feel of the rhythm. Something. Darius, you did? You know what I'm saying? Little Giants.
Oh.
Was a good. I like that movie because the uniforms the kids had on were like the uniforms that
the
NFL.
Actual,
yeah, so they had the Giants team and the cowboy looking team or whatever. The Longest Yard, the original, with Burt Reynolds and a whole bunch of other actors. They were in jail, and they had a football team playing against the guards, and the football team was called the Mean Machine, and they redid it, and your boy Tracy Morgan put on a dress. They redid because I think Nelly played in it, and Adam Sandler was in it too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But they redid it. Did you say White Men Can't Jump?
I did.
Okay,
the first one.
Yeah, the first one, the real one. Yeah. I didn't watch the second one.
It's not bad.
Your boy in it? You know that's your boy, right?
I do.
How so? But it's not bad, though? Is it better than the second version of Coming to America?
No.
It's not better than Coming to
America? I liked the second version of Coming to America.
I thought it was bad because the original Coming to America plot and shit was ridiculous.
Yeah, I like the second Coming to America.
I think people have... the original Coming to America so high they forget that a lot of that shit is ridiculous. So they said the shit on this was ridiculous, but anyway. But I've never seen
that. White Man Can't Jump wasn't bad. Tiana Taylor played the love interest, which would have been the Tyra. Oh, what's Tyra's last name? She was Wesley Snipes' wife in the first one. Her real name is Tyra something. But it wasn't bad.
Now, one movie that's on my... honorable mention list. They came to my city,
mm-hmm.
You know, because if you make a movie in that realm,
okay.
You got to come to my city.
Oh,
because we big dogs in that arena.
Oh,
which is Talladega Nights, Days of Thunder.
Oh, okay.
Days
yeah,
of Thunder
that,
came.
That's a they, sport.
Racing, and they came to Darlington.
Mm-hmm. The track Too Tough to Tame.
The Lady in Black, if you will. Cold Trickle. It was big news. It was like somebody was like, I just saw Tom Cruise at Burger King. Niggas like, you know what I'm saying? I was about 7 years old back then, but yeah.
No.
Yeah. That shit came out in like 88, 89.
Oh, you know what? You said Talladega Nights. I'm thinking about
I said Days of Thunder, but not Talladega Nights. Talladega Nights didn't shoot Talladega Nights.
Okay, because yeah. That's Ricky Bobby, right?
Yeah, that's Ricky Bobby.
Okay.
Yeah. You got any more?
1990.
Oh, it's 90. So I was like, nah.
Chub Rock jumping on this. Creed. I liked all the Creeds. I did not watch any of them until Creed 3 came out. Like, we had to binge 1, 2, and then go see 3 at the theater.
I've only seen 2, and that's the worst one for me because that movie came out like right after my father passed, and it was a scene where he go to the gravesite. Nigga, I was in the movies about to cry.
You was back head bouncing in it?
Nah, I wasn't crying. I was about to. I was like, God damn, I had a fine woman. Shout out to her. Lord, she's so fine. Anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, I liked them. I liked all three of them. Even in the third one, I did not feel bad for...
Who was the... guy? Was it on... It was Jonathan Majors. It mm-hmm. was the... Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I ain't really know
about some movie. Points were made, so I didn't feel like he was a villain.
Oh,
points
see,
were made. I mean, he was a villain, but he was a villain that you like.
Okay. Speaking of boxing, Ali.
Mm-hmm.
This is on my honorable mention list. Another boxing movie was Great White Hype.
Mm.
That's a funny. When that's on, I probably will stop.
Samuel.
Samuel, Jamie Foxx was in it. Damon Wayans plays the veteran. I forgot that bald headed dude name, but he was in stuff back in that time. But yeah, man, those are some.
One more.
Okay.
The Blind Side.
Girl, get
them. Girl, shut the fuck up. I ain't gotta explain shit.
Before we knew the truth, The Blind Side was a great movie.
Nah, that.
Before we know the truth.
Nah, that I knew something was up with that movie. Cause what white women gonna teach a man? I never watched that movie. What white man woman gonna teach a kid about being an offensive fucking lineman? And then the son, and they had him acting so retarded. Yeah, fuck that movie. Fuck that movie. You gonna talk shit about A League of Their Own, and you gonna sit here and the last movie we gonna talk about is The Blind Fucking Side? He even hate that movie. God damn.
I said before the truth came out.
Yeah, he's suing them motherfuckers too. Oh, and then you did mention Talladega Nights, but yeah, that's on my list too. But it's a whole bunch of movies.
I didn't realize it was so many.
It's a lot of sports movies, man. Air Bud.
Mm-hmm.
You said Space Jam.
The Ducks, the Mighty Ducks?
Mighty Ducks. That one boy, he got bad off. The little fat one.
Oh yeah,
he got bad off after that movie. I'm trying to think, is it any tennis movies? Oh, Serena,
yeah.
But I never watched that. Let's see, is any golf movies? Oh, Caddyshack and mm-hmm. Happy Gilmore.
Where's My Caddy?
Oh, that's the black one. They shot mm-hmm. that some part of that in South Carolina too. Trying to think, what other sports?
No, is it Who's My Caddy?
Something like
either
that.
Either way, Big Boy.
Big Boy was it, yeah.
It's just a lot.
A lot.
It's a lot. It's
like basketball, football, baseball, hockey, tennis, golf.
Cheerleading.
Ah, you got me. You shut me. You shut me right on up right there with that.
Earl,
The GOAT, the Man GOAT. Of GOAT.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
That was a good one, too. And there's another documentary, Untold Malice at the Palace. It's a part in that where they talk about Ron Artest, like after the fight.
Mm.
And they go to the locker room or whatever.
Meta.
Was he Meta then?
No, he wasn't. But I'm saying you're going to respect his name. His name is Meta.
He might have been Ron Artest then. He was Ron Artest then. But he was, he asked them, he was like, hey, man. You think we're going to get in trouble? And Steven Jackson was like, what the fuck you mean? You think we're going to get in trouble? He's like, man, we lucky we're going to have a job. Yeah. Well, shout out to them boys. But there's some of our sports movies. If we left something out, something that you like, your top five sports movies, let us know. DJ Blaze Show at gmail.com. Amy?
Oh, I can be reached on all platforms at Amy's 22 Cents. That's AMYS, the number 22, CENTS.
And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Check us out Monday. We'll be back with another episode. Thank y'all for listening. At any rate, it's your boy Be Easy.
And it's your girl Amy.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whatever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.